Thank you, Greg. I am so happy to be backstage with our soloist, Songjin Cho. Songjin, welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you so much.
This set of concerts marks your debut with the Philadelphia Orchestra. You were born in South Korea and grew up there. Were your parents musicians?
No, not at all. My father was an engineer and my mother is just a housewife. They really loved classical music. We had a lot of recordings in our house, and also we had an upright piano because my mother used to play the piano as a hobby.
You know, in the West, we hear so much about Korean kids being forced to study so much and after school having these programs where they have to really do a lot of rigorous academic preparation. Did you have to go through that as well as practicing the piano?
Yeah, it's true that in Korea, the atmosphere is quite competitive. But I'm really glad that I became a musician because I find it's a little bit easier to than like studying mathematics or law. My parents are not musicians, so they didn't know much about music. So they never forced me to practice, so I feel so lucky.
You won quite a few competitions when you were young, and then you decided at age 18 to move to Paris to study with Michel Béroff. What about his teaching was so important to you?
Well, first of all, I met Michel in 2011 at the Tchaikovsky competition. And of course, Michel Béroff is a wonderful pianist and also a wonderful human being. I especially played a lot of 20th century music for him when I was in Paris, which I didn't play when I was in Korea. My Korean teacher was quite specialist for German music because she studied in Vienna and also with Leon Fleischer. So I studied like a lot of Beethoven or Mozart or Schubert with her. And when I moved to Paris, I started to play some kind of French music like Debussy, Ravel, or some Prokofiev or Bartok.
Well, in 2015, then, you won the International Chopin Competition, which launched your career. What do you aim for in your performance to make the music special for the audience?
I just try to speak the music and tell the story to the audience. Sometimes it's dangerous to try to make it special because many people think like playing special means like playing some eccentric thing. But I don't think it's right. So I just try to respect the composer and the score and just try to understand the meaning inside of the music.
Why do you think Beethoven felt it was important to write down cadenzas for this concerto?
This piece was Beethoven's favorite Mozart concerto. So he has played this piece by himself and he wrote down his own cadenza for this concerto. You know, I tried to find the other cadenzas and also I tried to compose my own cadenza and I've never found the better one and I realized that I can't compose better than Beethoven, so I decided to play this cadenza.
You do seem to tell a story with your playing, and you have a very sensitive way of touching the piano and also of phrasing. What do you attribute that to?
Usually I just try to play naturally, especially for Mozart. It's about, it's like very operatic, and it's like a singing. So when singers sing, they always breathe. So I always try to take some time like a singer. The timing is essential and very important for Mozart music. And many people think like classical era music, you have to play very strictly, but I don't think it's right.
Songjin, what's on the horizon artistically for you? What are your future projects coming up?
These days, I don't much think about my career. I just try to play better and better and try to forget about the career. I have been playing like around 100 concerts per season. And of course, I like to collaborate with more great musicians and great orchestras. But the most important thing is playing better and better, I think.
What do you like to do for fun?
Fun. I have few friends in Philadelphia who studies at the Curtis, and so I'm so glad to be here. Usually, one of my hobbies is just going to a good restaurant and explore local food. Or I'm very happy with my life because I travel a lot, so I can try many things.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Songjin Cho, for spending time with us. You're a brilliant pianist, and we can't wait to hear you again.
Thank you.